You don't appreciate the joy of simply bending at the knees until you can't. Same goes for doing a little hip shake or swinging a golf club. At O'Connor Hospital, we get it. And as the Valley's first hospital to earn the Joint Commission's Center of Excellence for Hip and Knee Replacement, we're devoted to Twistology, which is our word for getting our patients back to taking the stairs, lifting grandkids, and celebrating birdies. O'Connor Hospital, your community hospital. OCH.sccgov.org.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Find out everything about high school sports in Michigan at MHSAA.com. That's MHSAA.com. Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
You are entering a Way Back Wednesday on the Huge Radio Network. On today's show, Huge will hit what's trending in sports at this hour, along with a blast from the past. Question of the day. You can go live right now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843 on the Miller Lite Hotline. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook and Instagram. Now, let's go live to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the funkiest sports voice on the radio, the Huge One, Bill Simonson.
Thank you, Mr. Rob Brandt. We are live across Michigan on the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinion. Big name guest, Superfly Hayes, is back at the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Stores Studios. Huge question of the day. With the Tigers on their way to locking up the worst record and one of the worst home records in a single year in Major League Baseball history, I threw out the question and just a ton of response, which tells me the people still love the Tigers. How many games have you been to in Detroit this year for a Tigers game? How many? Let me know at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I'm just gauging the interest because I was surprised. You know, middle of the week, we'll get to football questions like we do Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays during the season. Wednesday, I try and bounce on another sport of interest to you, the audience. And we were close to, what, 150 comments on the Huge Facebook page about the Tigers. We still love them. You know, you can be upset, but the Tigers have given us so much. I mean that. When you look at, if you're old school, 68, an older generation, 84, 2006 until basically 2013, 2014 with the start of Ausmus. They have given us so much, man. They have. So we can get upset. We can debate it. You can not show up. But they have done a lot for our sporting lives. Same thing with the Pistons. Same thing with the Wings. Speaks for itself, right? And they basically a Griffins game last night in their exhibition opener. I love their youth. I love Stevie Wycrack and the Whip. I think this is going to be a playoff team. I think they'll be a 4 or 5 seed in the Eastern Conference, and you never know. Once you get to the Stanley Cup playoffs, go ask the St. Louis Blues. Which, by the way, a week from today, I will be broadcasting with our affiliate WMPL 107.3 and AM 920 in the Houghton Hancock Calumet area. The Calumet Coliseum won the Kraft Hockeyville contest, so they're hosting the defending Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the Wings in an exhibition game at that small rink with a ton of history. That will be a week from tomorrow. And the Huge Radio Network will make that track 12 hours from my door to the WMPL studios in Houghton Hancock 1 week from today and also 1 week from tomorrow. I want to thank Josh, the Greek, Mitch Lake, the sales team, the sponsors, the people of the Houghton Hancock area, Copper Country. And they have me staying in a wildlife preserve in a cabin. It's a true story. And I forgot about that. I thought I was going to be like at the Holiday Inn Express where the team stay. And they have some good hotels there in Houghton Hancock from my experience. What? It was 18 months ago, 20 months ago. Well, Josh, I went back and I said, where am I staying? And I checked the email and I'm staying in a cabin. Now, Superfly, I don't think I've talked about this. That's in a fenced-in wildlife preserve that, quote, can I read the animals that are featured there? Bears, wolves, elk, wolverines. Well, is this an invitation for me to have wildlife encounters? Now the cabins look awesome. They really do. It's right there in God's country, Copper Country. Well, what? I'm trying to figure out. I'm seriously thinking about stopping. There's a Meijer in Marquette on my way up north. You know, Meijer's made their way to the UP. I might buy some extra, like, deadbolts I can put on the door on my own. Again, I love the outdoors, but I'm not that wildlife guy. I'm not. I what am I going to do? I'm going to need to park my vehicle on the porch of that cabin. Because if my parking spot is like to the right of the cabin and I have to walk in the dark knowing that there are bears, wolves, okay? I don't know if that's plural or if they just got like Wally the Friendly Wolf. I love it. This trip up north will be cool. So 1 week from today, I'll be broadcasting live with our friends from 107.3 and AM 920 WMPL Houghton Hancock. And congrats to Calumet and all the people up there that got together and won that Kraft Hockeyville NHL preseason game. And they lucked out now, defending Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the Wings. So that's 1 week from tonight and 1 week from tomorrow is the game. And the Huge Radio Network will be broadcasting statewide from God's country, as the Greek and Mitch Lake in the morning up there call it, and Josh, who came over with his family from Finland, and Finlandia University is up there, also members of the MIAA. Superfly, have you heard about that I'm staying in a wildlife preserve?
This is the first I'm hearing about it.
This is the first I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, I just checked the email about 20 minutes ago.
Please take a film crew with you.
Wolves were plural. What you need to see is my sprint from the vehicle to my cabin. All right. And I've been watching some of these bear videos. These bears tear open RVs they get in. They tear open trucks if they smell food, cars. You know, what I'm hoping is because it's a fenced-in wildlife preserve that they're fed well, they're not hungry. It's not like I'm going to be cooking out on a grill. Hey, look, there's a bear and a wolf. I'm going to give them a piece of my brand sizzler that Johnny packed for me up here. Oh, my. I don't know how I sleep. That's my biggest concern. I'm not worried about the 12-hour drive to the, I get almost, it's like the furthest outside of driving to Minnesota. I think it's close to the northern most point in the UP. I'm not worried about that. I love the people up there are fantastic. The broadcasts that we've done have been outstanding. I'm concerned about a bear or wolf attack. And wolves hang out in packs, so I guarantee there's a pack. That's why wolves was plural. It's not one wolf. It's not like a friendly wolf who's basically a dog and he just wants you to pet him. How do I sleep at night? I'm going to stop at that Meijer and Marquette, and I'm getting like 10 deadbolt locks. I'll put them on myself. There's no way. Wolves and Bears. I think Tony Ortiz is standing by. Maybe Tony can come up and hang out in the wildlife reserve with me. How you doing, T.O.?
I'm all right. I like wildlife, but just remember this, Huge. If you're being chased by a bear or a wolf, you don't have to outrun the bear or the wolf. You just have to outrun the person in front of you that's also being chased by the bear and the wolf.
Yeah, and that's straight from Without a Paddle, I think the movie. How fast are you? Why?
Exactly. Go up there with slow people, you know?
No, I'm not. I'm going to be in the cabin by myself. That's what's scary.
Oh, then you're in trouble.
That's what I'm telling you. This has been eating me up for like 30 minutes. I'm panicking. I'm not looking at the 12-hour drive, which is as close to drive to see my friends in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm worried that it's me one-on-one, not with grizzlies. I think they're black bears up there. And also, but the pack of wolves worries me the most.
Now, you'll be fine. I just don't think they're going to get to you.
I might just stay up all night. Seriously, like on watch. I'll try and get some sleep during the daylight hour. Oh my gosh. I don't know how some people do it. I watch some of those nature shows and I'm like, you know what nature is to me? It's a beautiful 18-hole layout, a fantastic beach, or a cabin in the woods with a 70-inch screen and all the college football games on a Saturday.
That sounds like heaven.
Or NFL on Sunday. Speaking of the NFL, Tony, and Tony Ortiz, Lions insider from Detroit, joining us on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health guest line. Man, Lions, one of 10 undefeated teams, 1-0-1 in the NFL out of 32.
Yeah, that might come to an end, though, this Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. Admittedly, the Eagles are a banged-up team, Huge, but when you look at their roster from top to bottom, they have a better roster than the Lions, and at least one of their coaches, their defensive coordinator, might be just a little more, shall we say, anxious to beat the Lions than maybe the other coaches.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, with Jim Schwartz, he did have some interesting things to say about Stafford that he echoed what I've been saying, that they're not using him the same way, that Stafford is now playing for a defensive-minded head coach in Patricia, that Daryl Bevel's a run-first type of coach from his days in Seattle. But then I saw a passing graphic that the Lions are like sixth in passing in the NFL after 2 weeks.
Yeah, the running game has made that a little more effective. And look, Daryl Bevel's done a nice job at least balancing the run and the pass. And it's made Stafford, or should make Matthew Stafford, a little more effective. At this point, we're still waiting for that offense to click into some sort of a high gear. But at least there's some signs in the first couple of games that that offense is going to be better.
What? Because I look at both games, and I get their 1-0-1. And we had Mike O'Hara on DetroitLions.com yesterday, Tony, that you're 1-0-1, the schedule really kicks in. You get Philly, then you get Kansas City, and Mahomes at home in Detroit. But they're also maybe a play in each game away from being 0-2 and the world
Correct.
Ending, right?
Correct. Yep, you're absolutely right. And look,
right.
When you talk about those two games upcoming, the Eagles and the Chiefs, don't forget about the two games behind that one, the Vikings and the Packers, who are also teams that are a little more motivated to beat the Lions as well, especially the Packers. Remember, the Lions beat the Packers twice last year. Those were their only two wins inside the North Division.
So what gives you hope that this 1-0-1 start is legitimate and that they could be pushing for, you know, 9-6-1 or 10-5-1? And then also on the flip side, what tells you they still could be that 7-9 or 8-8 team you talked about before the season started, Tony?
The play of the defense gives me a little bit of hope that this team might be better than I thought it was this year. I think the defense, especially against the Chargers, what we saw in that ugly game on Sunday, I think that defensive effort could propel them to a number of wins. The scary thing, though, Huge, I still think the running game is inconsistent. I think the offensive line still needs some help, and that just concerns me a little bit, that is a weakness that could make that team a 500 team the rest of the way.
And by the way, speaking of injuries, Decker and Jared Davis back at practice, so that's a good sign out of Detroit. And then the backup QB situation, because if Stafford goes down, you can just not show up for games. They might not even play them. But they go out now and release Josh Driscoll. They sign Josh Johnson. They sign Jeff Driscoll to compete with David Blau as Stafford's backup. There's also the Free Press article today saying that, you know, it's time for NFL teams to stop the white balling, which that's not a racist headline, but so be it, that Colin Kaepernick should be signed. Any idea why Kaepernick is still on the outside looking in?
Yeah, from a football standpoint solely, without putting politics into it, he's been out of the game for 3 years, and big and here coming up, he's a distraction. NFL teams hate distractions. Any team that signs Colin Kaepernick, they're going to be questioned about that. They're going to be talked about. The focus is going to be on Colin Kaepernick, and it's not going to be on the team or what they're doing on the field. And, Hugh, you know this from covering the NFL. NFL teams hate anything that takes the focus off the field.
Do people forget that Colin Kaepernick opted out of his contract? He was not cut by the Niners or any other NFL team, that he opted out. And I get his numbers, and you can compare him to Wentz and Jared Goff, and that was when he was playing well in terms of his career. But he hasn't played since the 2016 season. And here's another reason. And there was that talk originally how he was really close after being released by the Niners to be signed as a backup for Russell Wilson, and I think that's the problem. I have not heard Colin Kaepernick or his agent or his handlers, whatever you want to call his promo team, I have heard nobody say Colin would be happy to come in and be a second or third string QB. I haven't heard that at all.
Yeah, I haven't heard that either. And Huge, think about this, how the course of Colin Kaepernick in the NFL would have changed if he had agreed to accept the trade from the San Francisco 49ers to the Denver Broncos a few years ago before he decided to opt out of his contract. His career would have been different. I think the course of the NFL might have been a little different, but that's one of those great what-if questions. What if he had decided to accept that trade to the Denver Broncos? How much would that have affected both of those franchises and subsequently his career?
Yeah, you look at Niners now, though, with Jimmy G and what they're doing. They're playing as good as anybody 2 weeks in the NFL. And Kaepernick, I say this, that there are some no-names that guys are getting signed left and right with all the injuries, especially you've seen early on here in the NFL in the first 2 weeks. But the distraction is not worth having a backup like Kaepernick on your team. The distraction isn't his personal beliefs. The distraction is the media coverage and everything that would come to a backup player. To a backup player right now, not saying he could win a job. I don't know about his talents. He hasn't played since 2016. But until I hear Colin Kaepernick or his agent say he's willing to be a backup, willing to be on a practice squad, then I'll buy in, because I don't believe that. With his Nike campaign, which has been highly successful, with his name, with his brand, there's no way he wants to go on an NFL roster and be a backup or a practice squad player, because it doesn't fit the narrative that he's been denied a starting spot.
And again, I'm going strictly by football reasoning. I'm not concerned at this point about the politics, but if I'm an NFL team, I am looking at bringing in a backup quarterback who hasn't played a down of football in 3 years. Not in the NFL, the XFL, the AAF, whatever league you want to use, he has not played a down of football in 3 years. That's a concern. And the only other quarterback who could say, I want to come back, and would be as big a distraction as Colin Kaepernick and hasn't played as long, would be Tim Tebow.
Which is a great comparison. Tebow gets ripped for his religious beliefs. Kaepernick gets ripped for his political beliefs. And Tebow is a great athlete, went up to what, AAA with the Mets in baseball, I think, before he got hurt. And he's not complaining. No one's signing him as a backup because he can't throw the damn football. And Kaepernick is in that same boat. No. And you mentioned something. One thing, T.O., and I'll let you jump in. Yeah. Why, if he is such a football commodity, and you had the AAF, which went under, but you have the XFL, why wouldn't one of those XFL franchises, or McMahon and company,
sign him for the lightning rod media coverage they would get where the XFL is part hype.
Well, there was a story that the AAF, before they went under, tried to get Colin Kaepernick to join their league, but he wanted to be paid, I believe it was $2 million, and that was more than two times at least more than what they were paying their typical players in the league, so they decided not to do that, to blow the salary cap restrictions out of it, as it were. But had he decided to do that, that would have been a disaster as well, because look what happened to the AAF. So in retrospect, that was a good move, but I'm curious why the XFL hasn't approached him, or for that matter, why a team in the Canadian Football League hasn't approached him.
Because it's about football skills. It's not about his politics. And now the distraction of signing him as a backup, I don't think it's worth it. But if he was going to be a starter and you're bringing him in to start, he hasn't played in 3 years, that's not going to happen. And why it keeps going was the same time it started, during a political campaign, a political year, a movement towards politics. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick's Nike campaign is doing great. There are a lot of supporters and people have a right to do it. But to use a headline like they did in the Free Press that says, you know, white balling. Oh, come on. I mean, how racist is that? It's ridiculous. Let him try out and try make it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have used that headline, to be honest with you. And again, I'm giving you football reasons. I'm not concerned about the politics at this point, but the football reasons are sitting right there. Hasn't played it down in 3 years. And the big one, he just is a distraction, and teams don't like to have distractions that take the focus off the field. Until both of those things can be changed, Colin Kaepernick's not going back to the NFL. Has nothing to do with politics. Has to simply do with not playing it down in 3 years and being a distraction.
And in America, there is no right to play sports on any level. There is no law. There is no sports constitution outside of Title IX, which provides equal opportunity in athletics at the school level. There is nothing that says we have a right to play sports. Tony Ortiz, Motor City Insider, Lions and the Eagles coming up on Sunday. T.O., good to hear your voice. Thanks for your huge opinions this afternoon.
You got it, man. Take care.
All right, Tony Ortiz joining us on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health Guest Line. Yeah, white balling. I mean, come on. White privilege, white balling. Folks, the race card with Kaepernick, he wore his pig socks. You know, law enforcement was modern-day slave patrols. And that's what he stood for. And he wonders why he's not signed. And now he's a victim when he opted out of his contract. I get the laundry list of bad names that have signed on as second and third string and practice squad QBs in the NFL. But you can't forget the pig socks, okay? Pig socks. Yeah. Come on, man. Modern day slave patrols, blood on the street everywhere in America. No, there's blood on the street in a lot of big cities. And unfortunately, you watch like in New York where law enforcement's being harassed when a police officer's been shot, or you look at Chicago, and it's not about race, man. It's about having enough law enforcement. And yeah, do I get rogue cops? Do I get bad police officers who give law enforcement a bad name? They're out there, and they need to be removed from those police forces. And if they commit a crime, they need to be held accountable, like any American citizen should be. But Colin Kaepernick isn't a victim at all. He's not. And if he wants to be a backup and he wants to be on a practice squad, I believe if he said that, some team might give him a shot. Colin Kaepernick coming in and sitting the bench, and Colin Kaepernick being on a practice squad having to wait for someone to get hurt, doesn't fit how big his name is right now. Well, look at his Nike campaign. And you haven't played for 3 years, as T.O. said, and I agree with him. I think this is more about lack of football playing over 3 years than it is about his politics. But his politics come into play. You know, that picture of him wearing the pig socks will not go away.
and you say, well, he has a right to freedom of speech. No, no, not while you're playing. Not while you're on the job. I mean, my Lord, look at North Carolina. The girls' cheerleading squad put on probation because they had a Trump Make America Great sign. Yet there's columns in USA Today saying enough that Colin Kaepernick's a victim? Two-way streets in America. It is, and I don't care what politics you stand for or don't stand for. All voices have a right to be heard, but when you're at work, when you're on the job, at a business, or at a school that may state these are our rules, you have to follow them. And if you break them, you're held accountable. No one has ever called out Colin Kaepernick for standing up for what he believes in while not at work. And folks, he wasn't persecuted at work. I think he made, what, over $120 million playing football. Had a great college career at Nevada. My job doesn't allow me to protest. It doesn't, because I'll lose my job. That's how it works for most of us. You can join in at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. That's on the Miller Lite hotline, at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain, where you can text the show anytime you want to. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That's the word HUGE to 21,000. Also, get your picks in week 3 in the Beat Huge contest. You have until Sunday at noon at thehugeshow.net. You beat my pro football picks against the spread just 1 week, and you'll be in the drawing in February 2020 for that $1,000 in cash, courtesy of Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter. You can play Beat Huge every week for free. The more times you beat me, the more chances you have to win. If you didn't play the first 2 weeks, you still have a lot of time to play. You can play once, you can play every week, you can take a month off. It's on your schedule. You have until Sunday. Thursday night games are always a freebie. Play Beat Huge every week at thehugeshow.net.
This is a Way Back Wednesday on the Huge Radio Network.
Bill Simonson here for my friends at the Van Andel Institute. They are helping save lives each and every day with incredible cancer and Parkinson's research and more happening inside that building in downtown Grand Rapids. And through their Purple Community, they have events that help raise money and awareness, and 100% of all funds raised through the Purple Community events support that cancer and Parkinson's research. Host a Purple event today. Get more info at purplecommunity.org.
Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, Saturday night, October 5th, the jazz rock fusion of Toto. Tickets start at $35 and are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box offices or online at etix.com. The legend is live. Toto. October 5th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Bring on the bliss.
Fellas in the air in time for football, donuts, and, of course, pumpkin spice. And Meijer has everything you need. Hosting a tailgate or headed to a game? Grab two Meijer oversized mesh chairs for just $20. Wheel in the fan phase with a Coleman 60-quart wheel cooler for only $39.99. And team license apparel is also 30% off. Six-count cake or yeast donuts are buy one, get one free. And apple cider gallons are just $3.99 this week as you gear up for that tailgate or game at your local Meijer.
Bigger than any box score, local sports are a victory for the entire community. Building up leaders, breaking down barriers, connecting generations, teaching integrity, blazing a trail, sparking our economy. That's why Meijer sponsors hundreds of local sports teams throughout the Midwest. From Little League to the big leagues, uniforms to stadiums, Meijer knows when we support the home team, we all win.
Huge here for my good friend Francesco Viola and his team from Luca Mariano. Now, they are premium whiskeys, born in Italy, distilled in Danville, Kentucky, and bottled and distributed right here in Michigan. And I invite everybody to taste Luca Mariano at the Bourbon and Bacon event with our friends at Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant on September 21st. Don't miss the Bourbon and Bacon event with Luca Mariano at Soaring Eagle on September 21st.
This is the Huge Radio Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions, big name guests. Superfly Hayes is inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Stores studios. A reminder, get your Beat Huge picks in before noon each and every Sunday at thehugeshow.net. One of the games, Lions at the Eagles. Lions, one of 10 undefeated teams in the National Football League after 2 weeks. Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, is standing by live on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health guest line. And Dan, I guess we'll take the 1-0-1 because a couple of plays in each game and the Lions could be 0-2. They could be 1-1, and 1-0-1 doesn't look bad when you look at the standings.
No, I mean, look, it's where you are, and there's nothing you can do about it. It was disappointing in Arizona, but you found a way to win against Los Angeles. It wasn't perfect, and you certainly got a lot of help from the Chargers, but nobody apologizes for anything in this league, and you just move forward, and it's a lot easier to hit Monday and try to improve on everything that didn't go right coming off a win than it is coming off a loss. So, yeah, no question. I mean, you take what you got. It's better than 1-1. It's better than 0-2, and you just constantly have to try to improve, because they know based on what we've seen so far that they're going to have to play better than what we've seen to keep winning.
Dan Miller, voice of Lions, here on the Huge Show across Michigan. And Dan, what have you seen in the first two games that shows you this is not the same team you watched a year ago?
I think that we've seen a little bit more of an open offense where Stafford's able to take the ball downfield. I think we've seen him take more shots than we saw last year. The protection picked up in game number two as opposed to where it was in game number one, and that's not easy considering the kind of guys that they have with Ingram and Bosa coming at them against the Chargers, so I thought that was encouraging. Defensively, look, I mean, they haven't given much up. If you go three quarters in Arizona and the entire game against Los Angeles, but they have to be better on that side of the ball. I think they can be better. I think that defensive line, I just get the sense that some of those guys are still playing their way into shape, and that we could see some significant jumps at some point here soon as they begin to feel like they're more in a game mode. But I think there's been some good things. Again, it's always a mixed bag. You know, the play at the goal line, if that goes for a touchdown instead of a turnover, you're probably having a much different conversation. But look, I think the bottom line is this. I think they've done enough to win one game and should have won the other game, but that doesn't mask the fact that there are plenty of areas where they have to get better. You just take what you have so far and you try to build on that.
What are the areas where they have to improve? If they want to beat Philly in Philly, which would, you know, be the biggest road win for Patricia and one of the bigger road wins for the Lions in recent history against a quality potential NFC playoff/championship-type team, what do they need to improve on, they being the Lions?
Well, I think it starts with the defensive line. I just think they have to be better there. I think you need more pressure. I think you have to get back to the way that you played in the first three quarters against Arizona when they were really making life tough for them in the passing game and had five sacks and did a lot of the things that we anticipated that they'd be able to do. Look, you can get after Wentz a little bit. He's a really good player, but it's not like he's going to move around a ton back there. So they have to try to take advantage of that. I think that leads to their ability to make other plays in the secondary. So I think that everything kind of keys off that pass rush to me, and I think that's what I'm looking for. And also stopping the run. I mean, they gave up a lot on the ground against the Chargers, and, you know, that's a tough way to live in the National Football League if you're not stopping the run. And I certainly think that they are built to be better than that and built to stop the run. So I think defensively, those things. Then offensively, man, the guys just stopped shooting themselves in the foot from special teams, which has cost them tremendous field position in each of the first two games, and then even offensively, where penalties have cost them field position. It's tough in this league when you get behind the down sticks and you're trying to, you know, convert on first and 15 or first and 20. So I think that, you know, just getting out of their own way some on offense would help, and then finishing drives, finding a way to score points. And I thought they left some out there on the field against Arizona, and certainly left some out there on the field against Los Angeles. So I think being more efficient on offense and then just cleaning some things up, starting with that front on defense, would bode well. And then special teams, just really, it's got to knock off the penalties. You're just killing yourself. I mean, you're going from, you know, being outside, or, you know, crossing the 40-yard line to being inside the 20 on some of these penalties, and that's just a tough way to live. And it's field position's hard enough to find in this league without giving it back to the other team before they even come on the field.
Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, who'll be calling the Lions at the Eagles on Sunday at 1 o'clock Michigan time. Dan, great calls on the first two games. Always appreciate your time here on the Huge Radio Network.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Dan Miller joining us on this Michigan High School Athletic Association Wednesday. Remember, boys and girls fall sports are underway. You can watch live events and archive taped events at MHSAA.tv. That is MHSAA.tv.
This is a Way Back Wednesday on the Huge Radio Network.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Now, 50,000 miles is a lot of miles, so get your shock absorbers checked every 50,000 miles. And if it's new ones you need, it's time for Monroe. Also, don't miss the Wix 2-week sale starting September 3rd. Save 10% when you buy $250 or more of Wix or Man filters. For a drive belt that works as hard as you do, choose Gates G-Force belts, proven to last five times longer than other belts. And to help your vehicle drive cleaner, better, and further, we've teamed up with Delphi Technologies, a company that's driven to make a difference. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 20% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code AUTOFEST19. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
BHS Insurance is celebrating their 80th anniversary. BHS's commitment to excellence is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. For BHS Insurance, everything rides on their relationships and reputation, which is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. Visit BHSINS.com to learn more about how BHS Insurance, in partnership with auto owner's insurance, can best service your needs.
Brand's $5 Burger, available now. That's right, Brand's Juicy Burger and a side of fries are only $5. This $5 Speedy Special is available weekday lunchtimes, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Brand's $5 Burger, weekday lunchtimes, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. at Brand's, home of Michigan's original sizzle.
Fall sports season is upon us, and the team from Metro Health University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine are there for all the athletes, all ages, throughout this great state of Michigan. If your son or daughter has suffered an injury and they want to get back to play in the games they love to play, go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine or stop by any of their locations throughout West Michigan. No matter the injury or the sport, no matter what the age, the sports team at Metro Health University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine can help your son or daughter get back to play in the games they love to play. And if you're a weekend warrior like me and you've suffered an injury, you can stop by any of the Metro Health locations or go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. Talk to the pros at metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine.
This is the Huge Radio Network.
Yeah.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions, big-name guests. Superfly Hayes is back at the Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store studios in downtown GR. Huge question of the day. How many Tiger games have you been to this year? I'm just curious. We've had over 150 comments since I posted that question earlier this morning. Tiger interest is still there. They've given us so much. Like I said in my opening huge opinion about 45 minutes ago. But I think there is an apathy now that most aren't coming back until the Tigers are a contender. And that's not jumping on and off the bandwagon. There's no rule that says you have to remain loyal to your team no matter what. No. The Tigers publicly have told us, and even Chris Illich last week said, hey, we're making great progress with our minor league system. Okay, well, then you don't have to pay major league prices, and you can drive down to Toledo or Erie or watch the West Michigan Whitecaps. To me, every Tigers fan has a right not to go until the Tigers roll out what should be a major league team. And they've been competitive, even September. They're, you know, the Yankees game when they won 12-11, they've had some surprising wins. I get to fight the spirit of young guys who are getting a chance in a major league uniform that all of us who played baseball growing up have dreamed of. But as I look at the Huge text chain, as I look at the comments, I had Huge Show on Twitter and the Huge Show on Facebook. A lot of people are just not bailing on the Tigers, but that apathy. And until they win, and when until they get a team that looks like they can be competitive, not a team that will lose more home games than any team in Major League Baseball history, not a team that took a deep sigh of relief that they wouldn't tie the Mets record of 120 losses, but a team that Detroit, the state of Michigan, and the Tigers fan base can be proud of. And they have some great minor league talent. I am concerned they don't have minor league hitters. Now, what you hope that some of that great pitching at AA Erie and throughout the rest of their minor league system, they become major leaguers and you go out and pay big money for free agents. But I think based on Chris Illich compared to Mike Illich, he's not going to do that. When your owner talks about the virtues of your minor league system, Chris Illich is a businessman. And a lot of people ask me about Mike and Chris Illich, and I've met Chris, and I met Mike. Mike was a fan, a baseball junkie. Chris Illich is a businessman. He's running the family empire. You will not see the same commitment from Chris Illich to the Tigers financially that you watched with Mike Illich. To me, I believe the Tigers are being set up when he talks about their farm system and he talks about salary being, and he hasn't talked about it, but we can, salary being eliminated, that they are ripe to be sold. Major League Baseball franchises, unless you're the Yankees or the Cubs or the Dodgers, Astros, teams like that, Red Sox, the price of these next-level MLB franchises, it's going to drop. When the TV contracts come in, it's going to be different for baseball in the smaller markets. Not when you're in Los Angeles at number two or New York one or Chicago three. No, you're still going to get billions in TV revenue. It's not going to happen in Detroit. Fox Sports Detroit ratings are down. Chris Illich, if he is that businessman, will understand that he needs to sell the Tigers now because the price will never be this high considering how bad the Tigers are, Major League Baseball TV numbers, and where I think the sport is going in terms of fan attendance. So I believe he's setting them up for a sale. That's my gut. Don't have anything else to go on that outside of just looking at everything he's done since his father passed away. 24/7, all of our podcasts are free at thehugeshow.net. Don't forget, you can also try and beat my pro football picks at thehugeshow.net. And on iTunes and the podcast app, search Huge Show to have our free podcasts and interviews sent every day to your mobile device.
Yeah.